Hi, everyone. It's your buddy, JB. Special programming note. This episode is going to be dedicated to our liberal thinking friends out there. I want you all to listen, and I want our liberal friends that hide away and lurk and listen to the show to take the time to listen to this episode. With that said, get yourself extra coffee and beer this time because it's going to be that kind of episode.
You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Hi, everybody. It's your buddy, JB. How you doing? I hope you're doing good. Gather around and let's dig into the sleight of hand that is our world. Let's do it. Let's go.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brito.
You guys will be so amazingly proud of me. I did not spill coffee all over the desk before the episode started like I did last time. Welcome to Gives Zero. I'm your humble host, JB. And you are tuned into the world's number one third-rate podcast. And I'm glad to have you. The Give Zero fam is always glad to have you come visit. Today and this episode are no exception. Glad you're here. I'm going to delve into a topic today with the computer and my notes turned off. This is literally free form, stream of consciousness, such as mine is. And it's for all of us. This episode is for all of us to just gather. I am not going to give any snark. I'm going to try to keep my, I wouldn't say comedy, but my typical foolishness to a minimum. And I want us just to have some time. So we're going to take that time right now and we're going to go. So for those of you that are new here, let's go ahead and do rituals, get them out of the way, and let's get on with this getting on. So if you have your coffee, your beer, your wine, whatever you got, let's all get together and take us a sip right now and get into this, the meat and the potatoes of this thing. So with that, grab it. I won't go through the list. If you got your mead like Luke likes to have, I wish you were here today. If we grab it. Here we go. On the count of three, we grab it. We go, all good stuff. Here we go. One, two, three, go. Didn't mean to pop in your ear there. Sorry. Good stuff. Smacked at you just a little bit. My apologies. But it's very hot coffee and it's very good. So glad to have you partake with me. So now what I wanted to talk about was and the obvious elephant in the room this past week, obviously, if you've listened to any news, and that's the problem. If you've listened to any news, you've heard Trump arrest coming soon, coming the next day. Okay. We meant it 2 days ago, but you know, this time for real, we're really good for real. The grand jury indictment. And they drug this out for days and days and days and days. Supposedly next week. And Trump plays back with him. You know, I want them to put me in handcuffs. This will be fun. You know, looking for his good photo op. Cause he knows how to spin it back in his favor. He's good at that. So, but what I wanted to talk about is because of that, what have we missed? What news have we missed? And there's a dozen things to talk about in that. And I'll go through the quick laundry list of a piece of a laundry list. Cause again, I'm going to this off my hip. Of course, the economy's tanking. Banking is doing horribly. You're going to have more inflation and they're pushing toward a digital currency. Don't pull out the tinfoil hats. Don't. I don't do black helicopters on this show, and you know that. The discovery of the Bidens and their bankings and their doings and their getting money from China as soon as they stepped out of the White House with Obama there. As Trump comes into office, the family received money from China. And there's much more of this to come, obviously. Hunter decides to sue about the laptop, which doesn't exist, according to him, or the FBI, but he's going to sue the laptop fixer shopkeeper over spreading his private information everywhere over the laptop that doesn't exist. And Trump's going to get arrested. So let's talk about that. The reason I wanted to bring that up, and I want to talk about this as an intelligent group that we are, and that's even the liberals that are listening, the Democrats that are listening, whoever you may be, the Biden supporters, the Obama supporters, Clinton, whoever, whatever. There has to come a point where you realize that the media is feeding you nothing but pre-programmed lies. And I say lies. The sleight of hand where we keep something up in the news cycle, very high, very large, very big, while the dirty nasties are done, and they don't look at that. And they won't look at that. And why that's important. So if you're antifying, fawing, or you're BLMing and you're beating your chest and going around and you're protesting over what you're being told to pay attention to and believe in the news, or if you're being encouraged by others and that's their sources, what did you hear about? And then fill in your blank. Didn't you know that? Fill in your blank. You are doing yourself a disservice. And when a counterpoint is shown to you and you go, well, you one of them MAGA people, or you just hate so-and-so, whether that be Trump or whoever, Biden, Obama. Hard to hate somebody you never met, but I'll leave that as it is. If that's your line of thinking, you're not doing your own thinking. And with that, I give you this. Look at Russian collusion. Look at Trump, Russia, Russia, Russia. Look at two impeachment attempts. Look at the cause of those. Look at January 6th. Every air quote tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist on that has a perfect track record of being accurate. Perfect. Not, oops, they missed one. Oh, they're at 50%. Perfect. Yet you still want to or gravitate toward that other side of thinking, or that other headline side of thinking, or this time we're really, really going to get Trump. They're going to arrest him this time over a case that the federal government years ago said, and this was under Obama's bunch, said, no, there's nothing there. And some pissy-ass district attorney up in the New York area starts beating his chest and grab national headlines over this, and off it goes. While you don't realize that your bank account and your way of living is incredibly compromised, is in danger of going away, not for a little while, but forever. And the America that you hate, you're about to get your wish. China and Russia have decided to partner up and be buddies. This is incredibly bad news for the U.S. in a way that you in no way understand. If you are living your life listening to other people, and if you're living your life based on what MSNBC or CNN is telling you, you're about to have the worst awakening of your life. And here's why. And I'm going to explain it to you so you can be watching this happen. So you can sit there and go, oh my God, where's the tinfoil? That's what you're going to say. And here's why. Biden cut off our oil supply making ability the first day he's in office. He had planned it. Now, hold that thought. It's a fact. Cut off a pipeline. Why is that important? Well, he said it himself that they're going to stop Russia by stopping their being able to do anything with their oil production. If that's how you stop an economy, then realize that he gave himself the same advice and shut ours down on day one. Fact. It's a fact. Spending money we don't have and printing it like drunk sailors to give to Ukraine or every green energy, whatever nuthead job thing you can think of, or Build Back Better or whatever you want to claim it to be. They have printed and spent trillions and trillions of dollars. And if you don't know what a trillion is, you need to write it out. It'll scare the shit out of you. That's a million million is a trillion. A billion is 1,000 million. A trillion is 1,000,000,000. Your brain can't comprehend trillion. And they've spent multiple trillions of dollars in the past 2 years and some change that we don't have, that we'll never have. Yet there it is. I'm not going to get into all the failed things that this president has done, because you know the laundry list as well as anybody else. So there's Russia now, limited as it may have been by the Biden crew, still is pumping a lot of oil. And now we've got forces in the Middle East joining each other, Iran and Iraq or whoever the hell it is. This ain't good. And the one thing that destroys the United States worldwide is to be outgunned and outmoneyed. We know we're outgunned at this point because we've lost so much due to bad military decisions in Afghanistan. We're sending bullets and equipment over to Ukraine left and right. We've got our troops on the ground training them and showing them, so technically we are already firing on Russia. Russia and China, like I said, have joined forces. We're soaked up in green energy ideas to limit us and distract and destroy us that China promotes because they have the world market cornered on battery materials production for electric vehicles. Yet they're building 2 coal mines a week in China. Doesn't seem to bother the green people one bit that they're doing that, but that's what they're doing. And you take our limited oil production, the Middle East getting together, China and Russia getting together. China needs oil that they're going to buy from the Soviet Union. And the next thing you know, our money worldwide is useless because the world runs on oil. And they buy that oil with U.S. dollars. That's the exchange. It's the petrodollar is the U.S. dollar. It won't be any longer. And the extra printed money that you've got out there and the limited amount of goods that we've got out there on the shelves, we are going to have hyperinflation. There's no coming back from that at this point because we are a world market and we are cornered on the world. Yet you continue and you go and you worry about what Trump did lately and let him live in your head for free. And you continue to let the news tell you to pay attention to that while the rest of this is going crazy. And how do you strike a match in the middle of something? It's very simple, because everything's a powder keg right now. Everything is barely holding on by the thinnest of threads. Here's what you do. You beat China. You sell the world on electric crap. You get America and other countries to go in for this craziness. They own everything when it's concerned about the batteries. You join forces with Russia. And then you turn around and you go, yeah, sucks to be you, America. We manipulated your election. We put Joe Biden in office. We bought him. Here's the receipts. And this country will tear itself to shreds. There will be people pointing weapons at each other. There will be the screams for a new election. There will be the screams for putting Trump back in office. How do you even do that? There'll be states that tear themselves apart because they knew that their secretaries of state and everybody else that bypassed their own Congress when it came to voting laws, like the Constitution says, sold us out. Everybody involved in manipulating that election, everybody that counted boxes full of votes, there will be a witch and head hunt like you've never seen. And the whole time, the rest of the world will laugh because this country is burning to the ground. Mark my words. Mark my words. And if you enjoy your marching and your protests and your little signs, and you're enjoying your A, B, C, D, E, F, G, L, B, G, T, Q, 1, 2, 3-ness, or you believe in grooming children, or you believe in drag time story time, let me tell you something. The Chinese and the Russians, they don't play that shit. Every one of you assholes on TikTok that do this, stupid, China knows your name, address, phone number, every one of your friends, everywhere you go, everywhere your phone is and where it's tracked and where you currently are right freaking now. So if you're celebrating day number 500 as a girl, you're dead. You're dead. There is no government check. There's no Social Security anymore. There's no Medicare, Medicaid. There's nothing. Obama phones gone. It's all freaking gone. And if you don't believe that, if you want to live with your head buried in that sand and you want to act as though that it's just the headlines and that I can believe that, you're in deep, deep, deep trouble. We had better fix this, and we had better fix this fast, because we're sitting on World War III right now. Pay attention. Take good care of your neighbor. Talk to him. You're going to need him. Good luck, America.